You think the price of gas is too high? Consider golf clubs. Day-to-day club pro Steve Proffitt reports on one golf club, a driver, that officially goes on sale today for a suggested retail price of $600.
It's called the TaylorMade R7 quad driver, and it's already a hit on the pro circuit. Now, the rest of us who choose to spend the money can tee off with this club. It features TaylorMade Launch Control, or TLC. Essentially, the head of the club has four removable weights totaling 24 grams. They can be arranged in six different positions to change the way the ball is launched.
Let's see what we can't do.
David Was is a musician, a writer, and a golfer. He rates courses for Golf Week and writes for Travel and Leisure Golf. David talked the TaylorMade folks into lending us their new club, and we tried it out at the Rancho Park Municipal Course in West Los Angeles.
All right.
What happened there?
Well, the thing is, with each of these new clubs, it's like getting, it's a first date.
David set the club on position number one to begin his primary encounter.
Two 10-gram weights in the back and two twos in the front, and that is meant to be in neutral. So you would neither hit the ball higher, lower, lefter, or righter. You're supposed to just kind of hit it neutrally.
Not a lot of height.
Not a lot. Shall we go to the wrench?
Yeah, go to the wrench.
The R7 quad comes with an imposing tool used to remove and replace the threaded weights.
We're taking out something that looks like it'd be more at home in an auto shop than it does on a driving range. Let's go to number four, to draw the ball. Drawing the ball, if you're a right-handed golfer, means taking it from the right side of the fairway to the left. A fade, which most golfers have, is from the left to the right. All right, so we want to put a 10 and a 2 on the back. There it is, 2 grams worth. You wouldn't think it would make much of a difference. But it wants to go where one of the 10s in the rear is. Get it seated. And now listen for a click. That's the sound we're looking for, so there's no lawsuits impending.
David approaches the ball, and he's ready to swing. It's a nicely hit ball, straight down the fairway. And he seems to be pretty happy with that.
Let's see if I can hit 2 swings in a row that look the same.
After David went through a small bucket of balls, a few folks sharing the driving range took up our offer to try out the R7.
Yeah, club works.
If I could do that all day long, that's what I'm here for.
Most of them liked it, including a young man with a very mature swing.
I'm calling the management. How old are you?
13.
Max Marsicle, remember that name. He may be someone you'll hear about in a few years. Max was easily driving the ball over 300 yards with the TaylorMade. He thought the adjustable head might be useful.
Like if it's really firm, you could put it on lower so it'd run more. If it's really soft, you could hit it higher so you could get more carry.
Okay, so an expensive club might help a prodigy like Max, but it won't do much for a weekend golfer. You have to be able to hit the ball consistently, the same way, time after time, and most of us will simply never learn to do that. Still, clubs in this price range are selling well for reasons that seem to baffle the unflappable Mr. Was.
You know, the average golfer should not expect too much out of this, and you'd do well to, like, save a couple $100 and get out with your local golf professional and tell you why you're hitting it so badly.
David Was, helping us understand the ever-changing world of technology on the golf course. For Day to Day, I'm Steve Proffitt.